Hello, welcome to another edition of the No Choftes podcast. Eto, I'm sitting here with the fucking hoodie on. I'm freezing my bollocks off, man. It's like fucking -1 degrees and I've got the heating on and everything. I'm your host, and Roy's here. How are you doing, Filemu?
Kala, file. Yeah, obviously. It's nice and warm. I don't want to rub it in, but it's nice and warm here in Cyprus, man. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take my hoodie off. I'm gonna stay with the.
I can't do this, man. I've got people saying to me, the weather's nice in England. It's cold. It's snowing. It's like, what are you talking about, man? What drugs are you on?
No,
I need to know this. When people are telling me that the weather is nice in England because it's snowing and it's raining and it's cold, I need to know what drugs you're on. I need some of that. Anyway.
Pass that shit.
Anyway. Well, speaking of drugs, our drug got a win yesterday. 2-0 against Salamina. A game which I thought was going to be quite competitive, Philem. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was very disappointed with Salamina. I thought they were going to give us more of a game. And it just seemed to me that they gave up before kickoff because their manager, I watched the press conference or the pre-match interview with Primetel. And you're saying things like, oh, yeah, it's a difficult place to come, difficult team to play against. We know we're here for a fight, but it's not going to be easy. I'm thinking, what kind of defeatist attitude is this? But, you know, it was up to us to win the game. And we got the goals in the first half. And again, in all fairness, I think once Shepa scored the first one, they gave up Salamina.
Okay. So the way I saw it, okay, I'm just going to say the starting 11, you know, no surprises there. We just put Lang on in Hubachan's position, you know, because he was out with the cards. And then we played with a 4-4-2, third consecutive game with Chepa up front and, you know, Asante coming in as a second center forward from the right flank. The game basically reminded me a little bit of the one with Doxa on Friday in the sense that the first few minutes were, you know, feeling each other out. You know, it was the ball possession was split in half. You know, they held the ball in and around the area but didn't really threaten. I actually thought that, you know, they wanted to play football, but, you know, they didn't really threaten. I mean, we didn't do much. We had an opportunity with Thiago in the early stages, which I thought that maybe he should have put a bit more power to his shot rather than, you know, try to do a more technical shot. And then we were a bit lucky enough to go up front with Chepa's goal because if you notice, you know, Loizos did an amazing, you know, he timed his cross to Lejax and Ian wanted to hit it first time. He wanted to volley it, I think, you know, rather than pass it.
Like Ernest last week, yeah?
Yeah, last week we were saying the same thing. And we were quite lucky for Chepa to be there at the right time. And we got the goal. And you would expect that that goal would have given us like a boost of energy, a little bit, you know, more zest in a game, a little bit more fast passing, you know. But we seemed again to sort of be a bit more patient. We had another chance, which was an amazing through ball from Loizo to Chepa, like cut Salamina in half. But Chepa, again, he didn't get the power he wanted on his shot, I think. Maybe it was a bit too fast for him. And then after the second goal, which was an amazing 1-2 with Thiago and Lejax and one time and again Chepa, you know, and for me, game over. It was game over, but like in all aspects, we just switched off the engine and then we just went on like sort of freewheel till the end. Maybe it was because we wanted to save some energy for the game on Saturday against Hermes because I'm expecting a fight there because obviously they're a more physical team. They're going to play with all men behind the ball. They're going to try and close the spaces. Probably Georgie's is going to miss out on that.
Yeah, suspended, isn't he? So
yeah, so I don't think he's going to choose to not let him play against Boel. So probably he's going to be with Hermes, going to stay. I'll be surprised if he stays out with Boel. But in fairness, I think we might need him more against Ermi rather than the game with Apoel the way things are now. But yeah, all in all, I think, you know, it was a comfortable win. It wasn't, you know, best performance. Even, you know, Berg said it was okay. It was okay. I mean, we did what we had to do. We got a clean sheet again. Lejac's 2 assists, top of the table in the assists, you know. Loizos, I think, if I have to stand one player, I'm going to talk about Loizos. Even though I was a bit conservative, I didn't want to give him more praise than, you know, I don't want it to get to his head and become big-headed. But, you know, it seemed like the time off, the month and a half that he didn't play a lot, it seemed like an intensive course. I don't know what Berg told him or what he did to him. It's as if like a year and a half passed rather than a month and a half. You see him, he's a lot more concentrated. He's a lot more, he understands the game more tactically. And I think he's become a little bit more selfless. Like he doesn't, you know, he can take some players, but now he's become more of a team player as well. And he's matured. And for me, the best thing from yesterday's game, obviously, other than 3 points, was Loizo. And I'm very happy for him. What do you think?
Well, listen, it's kind of like a carbon copy of last week's conversation, isn't it?
Yeah.
He kind of ran the show. His passing was fantastic. It was incisive. He was delivering the ball when he should have done it. He wasn't holding on to it for too long. Yeah. And that's what you expect to see from a player that's 25, 26, not 17, 18. Yeah. It just shows how much he's grown from an ability standpoint, but also from a maturity standpoint. And as long as you said, it doesn't get to his head and he continues playing this way, I don't see any issues or him being the next man to take us forward. That being said, when I look at the game overall, I say that we dictated the tempo. I think we were in full control of the game. I must admit, Gusulos was fantastic. In fact, to be honest, I think everyone had to put in a good shift. So I can't single out one person and say, oh, you know, this one really caught my eye. Obviously, Lesiaks with his assists, Shepard with the goals, as you mentioned, Loizzo. But all in all, I think this is a great team performance. I think Gusulos coming in made a big difference from a physical standpoint. Because when you look at the way Salamina were pressing, it was almost as if it was a... They kind of played with a 4-2-3-1, but when they were pressing, they had 2 up front and 3 in behind and 1 in the center of midfield. So while they were pressing with, 5 men, it's almost as if they didn't have anyone in the middle of the park. Exactly. So when we retained the ball and our ball retention was good, we knew exactly when to distribute it and how to do it. So it was the timing and the accuracy, a lot of that, it all pieced together like a puzzle. And that's why we were so convincing. As you mentioned, second half, we took our foot off the gas. Yeah. We didn't really threaten them, but at the same time, we didn't have to. The onus was on them to attack us. And apart from what Wagner's header, I think that's all they had.
Yeah, around the 6th minute, something like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we weren't threatened, but, you know, it's what we said. We controlled the tempo of the game, even though the tempo was slow. I mean, I think we were good enough to just win the game and we didn't want to spend any more energy because bear in mind it's like the 3rd game in 8 days. The game on Saturday is going to be the 3rd game. I mean, we played on Friday against Doxa, Tuesday against Salamina and then Saturday against Ermis. And I'm expecting a fight against Ermis. I'm a bit not worried. It's up to us, obviously, but you know, I think it's going to be a more physical game, and we're going to have to spend a lot more energy. Maybe they don't have the quality that Salamina has, but you know, it's going to be a difficult game, I think, especially away from home. And I'm a bit worried. What do you think of the game with Ermis this coming Saturday?
Well, it's a must-win game for them, isn't it? And this is the thing. When you're playing against teams at the bottom that are fighting for survival, you know, they're going to come at you. But on the flip side, that means that they're going to have to attack. And we know that when teams play attacking football against us, more often than not, they get pied. So that's the reason why I'm optimistic about it. Don't get me wrong, I'm not super confident, but I don't feel any stress or worry about going into this one. Granted, with Yordi being out, it's going to be a loss. But at the same time, I'm expecting a physical encounter against this lot. So yeah. If Vitor Gomez comes in the middle of the park with Kusolo, I don't have a problem. I think if we go with a similar system or similar lineup to what we did against Salamina, they're going to try and kick Loizzo. They're going to try and do that. But again, at the same time, he's used to it by now. So, you know, like I said, I'm not concerned. From now till the playoffs, I'm not concerned. Even, I'm not worried about them. And I'm not even going to say their name. That's how irrelevant they are. But going back to this game against Salamina, the best way I can describe it is job done, like I did in the last show. But the difference is this one, we went to the Beriptero, went in, and that's it. You know when you finish from the Thalassa, or when you finish from work, you're driving home, you're off of the Beriptero, you go in, you're done, that's it. It's not like you're going shopping with the missus, you go to Alfa Mega, you go in there, you're spending an hour in there buying stuff that you don't exactly need. This is what we did at the weekend. We went to the Beriptero, we bought our stuff, fuck off, and let's go home. Ade, Gani, that job done.
It's irrefile. I mean,
professional performance, man. That's what you need to do. Kill the game off, and then conserve your energy for the next game. So
exactly, man. I'm quite surprised. You know, there's not much more left to say about the game.
There isn't.
Start repeating ourselves. I think if we just, I'm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the goals then. Because they're practically the carbon copy of each other, weren't they?
Yeah.
But with the Lesiak's cross for the first one, I don't think he was trying to shoot. I think he was trying to, like, a side foot half volley across the face of the goal. But what he did, I don't think he intended to do this. He actually side footed the ball into the ground. And I think that's what gave the ball a bit of a spin.
Spin, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. It seemed to me that, if what he intended to do happened, I think the ball would have flown after Xoborazidi. But I thought it was a bit, fluky, lucky that, but like I said, if you see Loizzo's, because Loizzo, timed his cross and he was patient and he saw Jan, on the other side, crossed it, Jan hit it first time. I repeat, I think he tried to go for one-time volley. He didn't, but we were lucky enough, that Chepa was there at the right time, the right place, right time, and we got a goal.
But don't forget, if he didn't hit the ball into the ground, it wouldn't have bounced over the defender.
Yeah.
So if he's hit it across the face of the goal, the defender probably would have cut it out, but he's hit it into the ground. I don't think he's done it intentionally, but he's hit it into the ground, and it's bounced over the defender, and Chepa was there, right place, right time. And that's what you expect from a centre-forward, isn't it?
Let's be fair. And maybe we can talk about that as well. Yeah, but before, we can talk about the second goal. The second goal was a nice link-up between Thiago and Lesiak, and then Lesiak's one time movement, or Chepa left the defender behind him.
What was he doing? He was on Chepa. He stepped forward. I'm thinking, are you trying to play offside? Are you serious? Is that what you're trying to do? I didn't know what he was trying to do there.
it reminded me of what you said last week about the poor defending. It was like, what are you doing, mate? I'd be gutted. If I played football with my mates and someone did that, I'd be gutted, man.
He stepped off him. I'm thinking, like, and the thing is, he's Shepard's in front of him, so he's not even trying to block him off. Block him off, man. Get your body in front of the player. You don't have to foul him. Just get your body in front of the player. Check him. But he steps out. I'm like, what are you playing offside? What are you trying to do? You can't be offside if it's a square pass, Gumbare. What are you doing?
Yeah, it was very poor defending. I mean, okay, the link up was nice. The first touch from Lesiak was nice. The placement of Chepa, again, very good, but very poor defending, I think. Are fucking hell, man.
Sajin, man, I'm a torturi as well. I can't do this. And people say to me, hey, you've been living this country all your life. I'm like, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I wear, Polazevaria Ruka, man, like four, five, six layers. Anyway. Yeah, so we went top of the league, albeit briefly. And then Apollon beat AEK. But the thing is, even that game, and the one thing I've noticed about teams in this league, I need to know a stat as to how many teams have come from behind to win a game. Because it's almost as if once a team goes a goal behind, they give up. And AEK have been very consistent with that. Then when a goal behind against us, they gave it up. They did it against Apollon the other day. And even the opening goal was a big deflection. Big deflection over the goalkeeper. But then after that, okay, I grew into the game slowly, had a couple of half chances. But once the second one went in, that was it.
They gave up. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, even us, I think it was six games that we were behind the score. And five of them, we lost, we dropped points. So the only game that we came back was the game against Apollon at home, when they scored the goal in the
first 2 minutes or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we equalized with I can't remember who was it. We equalized and then we got the own goal with Ljajac and we
Thiago equalized, wasn't it? Thiago.
Yeah, and bravo, Thiago! Yeah, beautiful goal by Thiago. Yeah. I mean, we also have an issue with that. It's not only the other teams. I mean, that's something that, you know, when we're behind the score, it's like we're out of our comfort zone, because we know we can defend, but, you know, to attack and come back, because we're always a little bit cautious. You know, we're not a team that's going to go crazy and, you know, so, that's something we have to look into.
What about starting lineups? Because I've noticed recently that Henning Berg isn't going to make many changes. He'll only change players if he has to or if they're out of form. So, like, for example, you mentioned earlier, Hubachan was suspended, so Lang was going to come in. Now, when it comes to the next game, do you think Hubachan's going to come in? I don't see that happening, unless he moves Shehu to central midfield and then need the right back.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Shehu's got suspended as well.
He's suspended as well?
Actually, leads me to... Yeah. Shehu is suspended and Jordi's suspended. Obviously, we can choose between the next two games. But like we said earlier, I don't see how he's going to prefer to leave them out with Abuel. So he's probably going to be with Hermes. And that was something I was going to... ask, even the change, I agree that he's narrowed down the rotation a lot and he seems to want to go to the last phase of the league and the playoffs with, I don't know, 15, 16 players, a team of 15, 16 players. And actually, I thought that yesterday, exactly because of the way the game went, maybe I would have looked at the bench and said, you know what? Where's Kagouli? Let's just give Kagouli, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Let's give Eric some time. I mean, it's unfair to Eric, I think, not to get the minutes now, because you're going to need him. I don't think we're not going to need Eric. I don't want to think that, you know, Eric's not going to be important for us for the games to come. And even this is a bit far-fetched, but even Harris, you know, he's always on the bench. But like with Shehu out, you know, and probably, okay, Hubachan's going to go right back. But, you know, give him 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Make him feel like he's part of the squad. It's also for the fans, for him. You don't know. You might need him, man. So instead of just putting Duris and Jonis again, maybe you could have, you know, maybe we could have given some minutes to some other players as well, just to keep them on their toes, you know, to be ready and build a psychology up, because, you know, as we're getting closer to the playoffs, it's going to be more difficult and the weight on the shoulders is going to be more, because, you know, when we're going to be playing against Apollon and Anorthosi and AEK and AEL, and you've been out for, like, you haven't played first team football in a month or so, or even more, or, you know, you just had 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 7 minutes, 4 minutes, it's going to be difficult to make a change, you know? And when the pressure's on, you know, you might lose your mind. I think, you know, he could have given a chance to some other players. What do you think?
Well, it's I wouldn't say it's a difficult one to answer, really, but how I'm going to put it across might be a bit tricky. When I look at the squad at the moment and the team lineups, as we mentioned before, Henning Berg is playing players that are in form, players that are performing. Yeah. Now, I understand what you're saying about bringing players on to give them minutes because the match experience, the match fitness is vital. And
it cannot be replaced.
No, it can't be. And I'm sure you've seen it on numerous occasions, be it whichever club it is. When you have a player that's out of the team that hasn't been playing, not due to injury, they're just out of favour and they come back on, be it a 20-minute cameo, it takes some time to get back into the swing of things, get back into... It's like ring rust, isn't it? It's the boxing term, ring rust. So, yeah, I get that. And I agree with you. However, on the flip side, we can't play players or bring them on just for sentimental purposes. This is a team that's going for the title. And unless it's like a testimonial or a friendly, then give them the minutes for the sentimental side of things. But Henning Berg has got to show that he's the boss. And if he's playing players that aren't performing, it's going to show that he isn't that strong character. He's just playing players because of their name, because they hold gravitas. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I looked on the Omonia Instagram page when the team lineup was announced, and people are saying, "Oh, why isn't Boltiak playing? Wasn't he playing?" And I'm like thinking, okay, I get it. He's a fantastic footballer. He's great for the club, but at the same time, this is the manager's decision, and the manager has to make big decisions. And to be fair, if we were losing games and he wasn't playing, then I'd say, "What the fuck? Like, why isn't he playing?" But we're not losing games. We haven't lost a game in 12. So, and I'm sure Boltiak will agree that you're not going to change your team.
14,
you know what I mean? 14 in total there. So you're not going to change your team, a winning lineup, for the sake of, to appease the fans or to cheer up a player that's maybe not happy at this moment in time. I've had people sending me screenshots with Govenders, with Eric, and he's just saying, "I don't know why I'm not playing." Well, leave the guy alone. Because he's not going to give you a different answer. Every answer I've seen is him saying, I don't know why I'm not playing. Well, he's not going to say, "Well, I'm not playing because, I'm not playing because, I'm not playing because." Of course he's going to say, "I don't know why I'm not playing." So can people please stop messaging him and asking why he's not playing? He isn't the manager. And even if he knew the reason, which he probably does, he's not going to tell you. So leave it out. Leave him alone. Sorry. It pisses me off, man. It really does because, as I said...
Yeah, okay. He's not... No, I don't personify it to, you know, Eric, or it's not one person. It's just, you know, a more general comment that, you know, we both agreed that, you know, the game was practically over once we scored the second one, we scored the first one. And,
No, you're still there. You're still there.
Okay, because the connection was a bit unstable. Ulalis. So, you know, since, you know, the game, you know, just, it's not sentimental. When you've got someone on the bench, it means that he's ready to give you 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and, you know, and be part of the team. So I'm not saying do it for sentimental reasons or do it to please the fans or whatever. But, you know, I'm just curious. Or I personally would have thought, you know, okay, if I'm going to need someone 2-3 weeks from now, at least I'm going to say he had a few minutes under his belt, you know, or playing football. And I don't see how it would have really changed what plan he had in mind if he gave an opportunity to take me or Eric or whoever for that matter. You know,
no, I get what you're
saying.
No, I completely get what you're saying. But, you know,
the closer we get to the playoffs, man, we're going to need the, you know, players to be ready because you don't know. For example, you see, we had Jordi out, Luftner out, Lang out, Sheu out. Now Jordi again from, you know, suspended from cards. I don't know. Maybe something happens. You know, maybe someone gets. Then how are you gonna keep, you know, a player that's been benched for 2 or 3 months and tell him, you know, now I need you? you know?
Oh, I so get that.
That's really important.
I get that. But at the same time, I could say, well, you know, Lesiak, as you quite rightly said, he's the top assist king, so to speak, right? Why are we playing in 90 minutes? Why isn't he bringing Kiko on? Why isn't he giving Kiko half an hour when the game's pretty much wrapped up? So in that case, we should be wrapping up the big players in cotton wool. Like, why isn't Yordi Gomez coming off? He was on a yellow card. You know, he could have got sent off. Why wasn't he coming off? Why wasn't, you know, okay, I know Shepa came off. Yeah. But, you know, so we could, Lufner, why didn't Lufner come off? I mean, you know, he's played practically every game apart from when he was out with COVID. And then he came back and he had to wait a couple of games before getting back in the team. You know, he's played every game since getting back in the team. So, and this is what I'm saying. Like, I get what you're saying and I completely agree with you because you want these players to feel like they're part of the team and that they feel that they've got an important role to play because, as you mentioned, there might be suspensions, there might be injuries and we're going to need them. And are they going to be motivated to come into the team and say, right, well, I've been on the bungle this whole time. You haven't wanted me, Jadorao. You need me. You want me to, but that's football. That's why it's a squad game. You know,
you remember like Sofyan.
Hmm.
Yeah, you say that from a coach's perspective, how important it is. I mean, I'm not saying there's problems within the squad. Don't get me wrong. And for us to be discussing about these things, in a way, is I prefer to talk about these things rather than, you know, be discussing about a loss we had. We won the game and it's as if we don't have anything else to discuss. And talk about that and stir some shit up and, you know. But yeah, like Sofyan said and like Andre said, Skembri the other day, it's very important to sustain and keep happy like a squad of 22, 24 players. And you see, like on a personal level, man, you know, you want to feel like you're important, even though you might not start a game. I'm not saying, you know, Ade, Halum and Daoula. And I can understand how the back five, you know, Fabiano and the four defenders, you know, were really solid there. And, you know, that's our comfort zone and that's where we get all of our energy. But on attacking midfield and on the wings, we have a lot of options. Whether that be Jonis or Eric or Gagulis or Duris up front and Gagulis up front. And okay, so basically, I thought that, you know, it was a good time after you basically finished the game, you know, give an opportunity to someone, you know, just give a dog a bone sort of thing, you know.
Here's a question then, okay? And again, I think you're right. We are talking too much about players in or players not being happy, whatever. But if Eric was to come back in the starting lineup with the system that we're playing, where would he fit in? Where would you put him?
Okay, that's a different question. Basically, what I said is that maybe he could have gotten, you know, a few more minutes, you know.
Kind of bottom line, if he came on, who would you have brought him on for?
Difficult question. A logical answer would be, you know, either Loizo or Thiago.
Okay, so Loizo was playing on the right and Thiago was playing on the left, but he was making more diagonal runs, which allowed Lesiak to get in behind. Now, can you see Eric doing what Thiago does?
I think Thiago is a bit underrated because he does a lot of things really well. He can control the ball. Okay, sometimes he gets frustrated. The beginning of the season wasn't really good to him. He had the thing with the COVID as well. And it took him some time, but I think he's one of the best holding the ball, playing one touch. He feels very comfortable even when there's players around him. He sees the slots of space and he can play through balls. I think he's the best when it comes to through balls in the squad. So, no, I mean, I don't see Eric being able to do exactly the same things, but there's other things that Eric's better and Thiago is better. But what I said is that, you know, δώσ' του 15-20 λεπτά, ρε φίλε, να τον έχεις έτοιμο. Even if it's fitness, you know, even if it's a matter of fitness, you know, that's where you're going to get, even though, okay, the game at that point, you know, sometimes it's really difficult when the game is decided and, you know, everyone takes the foot off the gas, like you said. Even if you come on as a sub, even the subs yesterday, who did something? Did something, did, you know?
No, it was just Johnny's had
that shot, you know? So sometimes even if you change two or three players and the rest of the seven, eight players, you know, are sort of in a different mode. It's as if, you know, you're out having drinks.
Yeah.
It's ipsy, and then your mate comes on like, you know, what the fuck's going on?
The designated driver. The one that doesn't drink.
Yeah, so they're on a different level. But yeah. Okay, so it's just that, man. That's the only thing. I mean, I wouldn't change the squad completely, but I would have given some players a few more minutes just to, like I said, have them ready, have them a bit more satisfied. I mean, you know, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 10, if it's 15, man, at least they got that. But okay, then again, you know, who am I to judge Berg and...
you're entitled to your opinion. And like I said, I fully understand what you're saying, because, you know, part of me says, well, why doesn't he give this one a run out? You know what I mean? Yeah. Just let him stretch his legs a little bit. Get that game time. But on the flip side, I'm thinking, well, it's the business end of the season there. You know, there's a couple more games left. We want to cement that top three spot. Yes. You know, at least stay in with it. You know, that we don't want Apollon to get, you know, okay, even if they end up top of the league at the end of this stage, yeah, you know, we don't want the margin to be too big. You know, 1 or 2 points, you know, we can make that up, you know, because they're going to drop points in the playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I think, okay, well, it would have been great to bring Eric on, but what system would we have played? Would we have had to change our system to accommodate him? Or they'd love to see Harris come on. Okay, Duris came on. Did Duris even come on?
Yeah, he came on.
I even forgot that.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, at the same time, when you look at, I think Johnny's came on. We had Banoyodo on the bench.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Who else? Babulis came on.
Yeah. Kiko was on the bench.
And that's a Kiko as well. So, all right, we've got a strong bench. And I think maybe against Anadipo, Pior Andre FC, we might see a few changes. but I don't think it's going to be too major. If the game is done and dusted like it was first half against Salamina, then yeah, we'll probably see these changes. But I think Henning Berg knows that it's still a long season, man. And people are going to say to him, yeah, but there's just the playoffs left and a couple more league games. But it doesn't matter. These games are going to come thick and fast. And they're all going to be derby games there. All of them. Yeah. Apollon, AEK, AEL, the Goder. Yeah. Like, and whoever ends up sixth, I don't know who that's going to be. It could be Doxa, it could be Olympiagos, it could be
Bafo.
I don't think Bafo. Fucking, yeah, the way that they're going on, they're going to have more managers than players this season. Honestly, like, you know, got Salgado now as the director of football. They got Stephen Constantine now as the head coach. You know, he's not going to last. He'll probably be there, a month and a half. They're going to probably bring in one of Salgado's mates or bring in Salgado's head coach. You see how many, can't you? They're a fucking joke club.
And actually, they don't have the mentality. They don't have the, what Skembri said. You remember when we asked Skembri what he thought were the reasons that Omonia didn't win, and he didn't say we didn't have a football mentality. People just got people, presidents splashing out money left, right, and center. You know, the budget is one of the highest in the league. But, you know, they don't have a football mentality. And, you know, we would expect something a little bit different because their owners are not Cypriot. But, yeah, I mean, it's not the right way. I mean, but, yeah, again, it's something we done a lot of times. Even up well was winning the titles. Hey, Allah Sandus Probonides, what's the Bugami saga? So, and that's it, man. I mean, look at us with Berg. Didn't, like, people want Berg out when we didn't win, like, 5 consecutive games.
Yeah.
But now, shut up. Let's see.
Back in their shells. All right, Nugs. Well, that's pretty much that, isn't it? We haven't got much else to say. So shall we leave it there?
It was nice. It was nice. I think it was nice, and it was a bit more fun today. I think
it was relaxed because we got an easy way. I think our performance on the podcast kind of mirrors the team's performance. It was to the point. We walk out, we're happy. That's it. We went to Peritero.
Because we're honest and earnest, then you know we're not gonna come here and pretend and put a smile on our face when we're gutted and pissed off, you know.
Yeah. Well, we haven't come to that just yet, so don't worry about it. I
hope we don't, man.
And Dux, you're right. That's it for another episode. Do you want to tell everyone your Instagram?
Yeah, it's Roy No Choftes. You know, follow us, subscribe on the OLB channel on YouTube. There's Chase Stell as well, my boy here.
That's me.
Yeah, Etsy, thanks for the love. The support, thanks for the messages we've been getting. We're going to try and, you know, consider everything you say, and obviously for us it's something that's being built. It's a slow burner, like we said before. And we're going to try and become a better version of us,
of course. So we're open to suggestions. You can DM us, you can leave a comment, like it, share it, subscribe, tell your nunna.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. So, until next time, Roy.
Lovely.